Listen here, you dumbass. What was that? Can you explain to me exactly why you chose to praise the fuck out of me in that story I posted just now? Why would you do that to me? That's a great question, isn't it? 'Cause I remember that when we broke up, we told each other that we wouldn't do this. We wouldn't provoke each other like that because it would just lead us to fall in love again and hurt ourselves again. So why the fuck did you feel the need to do that to me, knowing that I am drunk? Like, honey, listen. You can't do these things to me while I'm drunk. Okay, you can't. Because you know that I cannot control myself when it comes to you. Especially if I'm this drunk. You got it? 'Cause I'm not even gonna lie, I miss you. I miss every thing about you. And I can't do this right now. Oh my god. I was trying to keep myself from sending anything to you, like a nude or something, at least even a text message. And now here I am sending a voicemail to provoke you because I know you love my voice. You love it so much, especially when it's moaning your name. Now, let me tell you some things, can I? I miss you. I miss you, I really do. I miss everything about us. I miss your voice, I miss your touch. God, your touch. I miss the way you looked at me when my voice changed just for you. You've always said that I've had a range. I remember how much you loved my voice. You said I could change from cute to sexy in a second. But honestly, if I'm being completely honest, that only happened when it was you. My range was only for you. God, I miss you so much. You were the only one that actually could make me change like that. God. Let me tell you, I miss writing your fingers. I miss writing your face. I miss the feeling of your tongue in my pussy. God, you were so good. You could always find the right spot within fucking seconds. I hated you for that. And then you asked me not to be so loud. But how could I not be loud? Tell me, how could I not be loud when you always found exactly the spots that turned me on and sent me to heaven? I can't, I miss that. And yes, I'm touching myself right now, pretending my fingers are your fingers. Yes. God. I remember one day when we were in your house. Like, no one was in there with us, it was just us. And I was kind of shy that day. Every time I moaned, you were like, louder, bitch. My God. I loved when you called me a bitch. It was so fucking hot. Called me my little bitch, and suddenly I was all yours. And honestly, I still am. I still am. You're the only one that can make this pussy wet like this. It tastes so good. You would love this. Oh yes, do you like this, baby? Oh yes. Oh. You know exactly how to please me. It's fucking ridiculous. Oh. Yes. Fucking hell, I miss your body so much. I miss the feeling of your hand around my neck, squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. Oh. Baby, I fucking miss you so much. Yes. Oh, yes. Did I turn you on, honey? I bet I did. Well, I'm not gonna keep this going without you. So either you call me or you don't, and you show up at my house and we can solve this. See you later, dumbass.